It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Well, here we are, well past the New Year celebrations, with not much to celebrate water-wise. In fact, our place in southwest Kansas hasn't recorded a scintilla of moisture since the middle of September, when we received a most welcome but soon gone quarter of an inch. That means all those wonderful spring and summer rains we were blessed with in 2017 are long gone, and we are now relying on hydrants and hoses to keep our spread of trees, shrubs, and shelter belts alive until we can hopefully get back on the moisture track. And to help us make every drop count, we look to a master gardener and gardening friend named Shirley Buller for some H2O lessons. First, we need to determine how much water our thirsty plants need to survive the colder months of November through March. Use a moisture probe or an extra-long screwdriver or rod to search out the existing moisture level. Soak down to the bottom of the roots on shrubs and lawns, and be prepared to water down to 20 inches for larger trees and shelter belt evergreens. Any tree less than 3 years old is a first priority, and 10 gallons a week will keep it alive during winter dormancy. Older established trees need 20 gallons once a month. Death loss among small shrubbery, ornamentals, and grasses is high if no water is available during the winter, so don't forget to set a sprinkler or soaker hose on a warm day. Fescue lawns should be watered every 2 weeks during times when the ground isn't frozen solid. Our buffalo grass lawn seems to survive drought both winter and summer, but will be thicker, stronger, and ultimately healthier if given a good drink or two during dry times. And Master Gardener Shirley reminds us that perennial beds that are home to peonies, daylilies, coneflowers, phlox, and other flowering favorites will sport bigger and brighter blooms in summer if they are maintained with moisture throughout the year. The biggest winter watering chore on our place involves the fruit orchard and shelter belt. During warm spells, when the hoses are thawed, we plug our multiple hydrants into drip systems and supplement with sprinklers placed in between rows whenever possible. The roots on those sizable cedars, honey locusts, and Russian olives have spread far and wide over the years, and they slurp up moisture from all directions in order to stay reasonably healthy in their old age. And the fruit trees need at least 2 or 3 days of drip line dribbling whenever possible, with multiple spigots per tree, in order to survive a hard, dry Kansas winter. Those drip lines are lifesavers as well as tree savers at our place, but they do take what seems to be quite a bit of maintenance during an all-too-common winter of drought. The plastic hoses are sometimes attacked by coyotes or other sharp-toothed bad boys, like badgers, skunks, or even jackrabbits. These problematic prairie dwellers like to chew holes in the drip lines in order to help themselves to freshly pumped well water. And the thirsty coyotes often howl a thank you in the middle of the night, just to let me and the family felines know they were here, and we'll probably be back sometime during the winter dry times.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini. And it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.